Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Twins fall in the Grapefruit League to the Phillies 3-2. Bailey Ober, a really nice job up in Clearwater. Tomorrow, Tampa Bay, Royce Lewis, expected to be in the lineup against the Rays. High noon start. Of course, our sports coverage begins at 10 a.m. with The Huddle, Pete Najarian, and Dave Schwartz, and then the Twins and the Rays from Fort Myers. Doe Young Park covers the club for MLB.com. Good enough to join us. Doe, it's been a while. How are you?
I'm hanging in down here. It's kind of, I know you guys don't want to hear this, but it was windy and a little bit chillier than you would expect down here in Florida, and coming down here a couple of years for spring training really makes me soft, and so we're getting back to what we expect the Grapefruit League to be now, right now.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of funny. Today, I was thinking about this, running some errands earlier in the day with the sun out, and it was pushing 60 degrees here in the cities. This would be an excellent day for opening day at Target Field. I mean, we've had a really mild winter, but today it was a little breezy, but still would have been great for opening day.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how you know it's going to be like 29 and blizzarding, like on actual home opener day, right? Like that's how it always works.
Yeah, for sure. Out of the ball game today, Bailey Ober really good against a good Phillies lineup. They had a lot of their big guys in the lineup today.
Yeah, that was pretty much the real Phillies lineup outside a couple of the spots at the bottom of the order. But I mean, Bailey Ober, it's interesting because a year ago, when you think about where Bailey was, he was the number six starter on the outside looking in. He knew that. We knew that. Everybody knew that. And he was really trying to show his results. He was in a results-oriented mode. This year, very different. He is like the number three starter on this team right now. His spot is secure. He is in process mode. He's trying to refine. He's messing around. He's tinkering. And he's also striking out seven Philadelphia Phillies in three innings. 11 swings and misses on 20 swings. I mean, he was only supposed to go two innings, and he was so good that Rocco just let him go three. So take that, Rocco, early hook truthers or whatever. But we got Bailey had 94.8 miles an hour working today. top speed with the fastball. That is the hardest pitch he has ever thrown, tracked by StatCast, in a game. And it's been the case where last year in spring training, again, results-oriented, he was up here in the 94s. And his velocity receded back to where we would think he would be, in like the 91, 92 range by the regular season. But that's something we talked to Bailey about after the game today, where we're like, listen, he's like, you know, listen, like, I know my velocity's gone down sometime in the season. So really the goal of this offseason was to strengthen myself to make sure that I can see if I can sustain this. And so he's talking about, he's a big dude. He's put on 5 pounds of muscle. He's actually apparently eating 200 to 250 grams of protein a day, which sounds like a highly crazy amount of protein to me. And the results are showing really right now, and he's happy with the new cutter and everything. And obviously the results showed today. Bryce Harper went on TV afterwards to the Philadelphia broadcast and said something to the effect of, hey, if Bailey Ober, if that guy's throwing 95, 96, Central better watch out because that's a real tough at bat.
Yeah, good stuff today. Another guy, inning, Jorge Alcala, outstanding performance, 2 strikeouts, 1 really good inning.
Yeah, I think he got a pretty tough part of that order too. I think he got Realmuto and Harper and maybe Castellanos in there, but really good stuff. I mean, this is a big spring for Alcala, and he's gonna factor into the big league picture at some point if healthy this season. And the health appears to be less of an issue right now. It's just a question of whenever that opportunity does come in what is a full bullpen right now, will he be able to take advantage of it, coming off the 2 seasons pretty much almost totally lost to injury? He just hasn't been himself. This is when he is himself, when he's healthy, he's got primo stuff. He's throwing 97, 98, 99 at times. Power slider, the changeup was coming along in 2021 to the point where by the end of the season, he had like an 0.96 ERA from August on. He was one of their better relievers. It was a great story in what was otherwise a pretty brutal end to the 2021 season. He was not able to build kind of a springboard into the next step, and health just didn't give him a chance to do that. What is encouraging this spring is he is back sitting 97, 98 with the fastball, which is what you want to see, because when he was less consistent, that velocity would really waver, that slider velocity would dip down below the 89, 90 range, but he's sustaining a lot of that for one-inning outings right now. So the question is now, can he continue to do that? Can the stuff continue to sustain as he builds up some innings? The Twins are going to obviously need him to go multiple innings at times and that sort of thing until he proves he can be a part of this bullpen picture. Again, maybe on the outside looking in right now, but coming off of 2 pretty much lost seasons, health is the number one thing. And at least from that baseline, he's establishing a pretty solid baseline, and that's what the Twins need to see.
You have a piece at MLB.com/Twins about Royce Lewis. this guy in the Grand Slam, this is really interesting, unusual, to say the least.
It's nutty. I mean, whatever adjectives you got, any adjective that you can think of to fill it in, to express incredulity, to express excitement, whatever it is. I mean, this is not normal stuff. And it seems like the opportunities find him to a crazy extent. It seems like every time the bases are loaded, it's that guy that's in the on-deck circle and coming up. And it's spring training, but at the same time, I mean, spring training at bats, you can create these moments in spring training too. And I almost felt bad because I believe it was Lucas Giolito, the major league pitcher that loaded the bases, and Rocco did his opponents no favors by stacking Eddie Julian and then Carlos Correa and then Byron Buxton and then Royce Lewis, 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, 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 boom. The guy walks the bases loaded, and then because it's spring training, like the major league pitchers, no manager wants their guys out there throwing too many pitches in any one inning trying to avoid injury. And so he pulls them, and they got a bunch of like just minor league pitchers on hand to like finish out these innings just because somebody has to. So the base is loaded. They bring in this guy who had like a 5 ERA in A ball last year, and he falls behind 3-0, and I'm just sitting there like, oh no. And just 3-0 fastball right down the pipe, and Royce Lewis obviously does what Royce Lewis does. And I mean, talking to Byron Buxton, talking to his other teammates, like, all they can do is laugh and gasp and joke about it like the rest of us does, because, I mean, we ran out of words to describe it last year, and he's just picking up right where he left off, it looks like.
And that is really one of the exciting things here in early March about this club. Carlos Correa, we know what he brings with the glove, and when he's right, what he can bring with the bat. And then, of course, there's Byron Buxton and the positive news around Byron Buxton going into 2024. And then you add Royce Lewis. I mean, that's pretty good stuff for the Twins. I know Star Tribune columnist Patrick Royce did a piece on it, and I think he hit the nail on the head. You know, if those three can play a lot of games together and be in the lineup, that's really good for this ball club.
That's going to be the word here. That's always going to be the word. The vibes are excellent for now. The health vibes, the morale vibes, the performance vibes, everything around those three guys who are going to be the majority of the variants of the outcomes of this Twins team. Everything is excellent right now. We have obviously seen that just turn on a dime so many times over the last couple seasons that to a certain extent, there's a long way to go in spring training. There's 162 games to go in the regular season. Spring training is when optimism reigns. At the same time, with that said, this is the first time that the Twins have had a healthy Carlos Correa, a healthy Byron Buxton, and a healthy Royce Lewis in spring training together. There is something to be said for that, and that's obviously much, much better than the alternative, and we have seen so many different like use cases and ranges of those alternatives in spring's past. The task is far from done, but there are far, far worse places from which they could be starting. Buxton has played two games in center field right now. That's baby steps, but he's come out of those great. The morale is still good. He's focusing on hitting and the nuances of hitting and talking through at-bats and stuff like that with his teammates again, instead of, like, how do I get my knee to not feel like somebody's stabbing it with a knife? That's also progress. And so right now that's the baseline that they're at, and that's about as good of a baseline as you could hope for in the early stages of spring on March 2nd, is it right now? Where we are right now.
Yeah, and it goes really quick because a three-game series to open the year with the Kansas City Royals, that's 100% marked. So in reality, it feels like, well, you know, opening day is still a month away. It's not. And the next few weeks are going to fly by.
Yeah, and we're seeing right now they're already ratcheting up the workloads on these guys. I think earlier than I've seen in years past, just to kind of get them in game shape. I think it's going to be important, obviously, for Buxton to see some of these at-bats to get his feet under him in center field without overdoing it, obviously. We're already seeing guys take two, three at-bats in some of these games. A lot of these road games, like I'm on a 2.5-hour drive back from Clearwater where they play the Phillies right now. Like in years past, these are games where you would see a bunch of like minor leaguers and guys that are going to start with the Saints. I think I looked down at the lineup today. There were eight dudes in that lineup who were going to play in the big leagues this season, and the ninth guy was Emmanuel Rodriguez, who's a global top 100 prospect. And so the ramp-up is well underway, and you're right. It's not an April opening day anymore. It's a March 28th opening day in Kansas City. And again, for their stars, everybody's on schedule, it seems, right now. Byron Buxton, Carlos Correa ramping up together. Buxton's not behind or anything like that. So again, knock on wood, and again, it's only been two appearances and games for both of those guys, but everything is going as planned for now.
All right. Well, Doe, always good to visit with you. We appreciate your coverage at MLB.com/Twins, as always, and thanks again.
Appreciate you having me on, Steve. Always appreciate you.
There he is. Doe Young Park covers the Twins for MLB.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.